for some reason. I don't know why you would know what I have.
That's a good question.
But if there was any, you could just name some songs and I could try and have that or something close.
What should we have?
Gundam style.
I don't have that.
That's a theme song.
Damn it. I think I'm the only one in America, so it's a reasonable request.
Just the 8-bit stuff.
Something 8-bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here's a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Where did that go? Here's one that's like a rock version of a Mega Man song.
Oh, right.
How does that sound? How does that toot your horn?
Let's do it.
It's pretty high energy.
We're nodding our heads, so that's not.
Yeah,
that doesn't translate well on radio.
Get ready. Then it gets real frantic. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
We're entering hour 5
of 27.
I think of 10-ish. I have with me Elias.
Hey, how's it going?
And ladies. Usually first, but not this time. Michelle.
Hello.
Welcome, you guys.
Thanks.
I'm so glad to have you both here. Long-time listeners, first-time sitters.
Can you call us friends of the show? I would
friends
love that.
Of the show. Yes. Good friends that. Of the show. I was going to say, actually, I did this Twitter experiment, because I'm not sure if Twitter is like a real thing or not.
No, I tried it. It doesn't work.
I can't figure it out.
I couldn't either. So I tried this experiment where I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Because I had like, I don't know, 20 people who follow me.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe what I will do is follow every single person I can find and just see what happens. And sure enough, I had like quadrupled the followers in a day. You know, so I was like, all right, well, this is obviously garbage.
Didn't you have one where you put out just keywords of the most
yes.
popular things of
like,
the day?
And Gongam, just... Viagra, and yeah. like Connecticut. So then I did, however, find one person then tweeted like, I don't know if this is just a fluke, but Helpful Snowman is following me. This is great. You know, and then I sent her some message about you must have very low standards, you know.
Well, you are number 3 on a Google search when you type in helpful.
So. Well, that's
and then
pretty
the S,
good.
I think, right?
No, not even with the S. No. Like,
and
I was,
the
like,
third most
helpful
thing on,
yeah,
on
exactly.
Google.
Yeah.
The world is in bad shape, is what I'm learning.
I was so proud.
So she, you know, she sent me a message back that was like, I love listening to your show. You make Greeley sound exciting and your Thanksgiving stuff. And I was like, this is a real person who's listening to this show who I don't know. I have no idea. This is someone named Amy.
You made it.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a real person. And there was a second person who was similar that I didn't know. And I was like, there are at least 2 fans of this show who I don't talk to in person regularly.
We were at the flea market a couple of weeks ago, and we saw the tape. Remember from my uncle's band?
Oh, yeah.
At the flea market for sale. So we're like, hey.
We know those guys.
Yeah. This is a real guy.
Yeah.
This is great.
It was even sealed in plastic.
Yeah. This was my, 21st century moment of, in the old movies, right? You'd have a rock band, and then they'd be driving, and then they'd be like, oh my God,
that's our song
on the, yes, on the radio!
What's that scene in Selena where that happens?
You know.
What Selena part do you want?
Yeah.
Where she lives.
Oh, yeah, they're at the market, and then they're like, our song! And then they hear that it's like, number one!
Yeah.
And then she goes running back, Selena!
I love the part on Spinal Tap where they're like listening to it, and then the radio shows, well, there goes one band that's, where are they now?
Yeah.
They disappeared, and they're like in their hotel room like, we're on tour.
We're active. So I see you brought a note card.
Yes.
Are these topics that you wanted to cover? What's going on?
To be prepared.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you told us to do this and then get out.
I said bring a note card and get out. And so far, no one has followed these directions whatsoever.
We follow directions.
You guys are great.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your note card stuff, or we could talk about anything really? I have so much.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Do you want to tell what we did today?
Yeah.
Oh, we cut down our Christmas tree today. So if we're glitter bombed, it's because we put up our Christmas tree.
I saw glitter on your head, and I wasn't going to say anything because I was like...
And all over a lion.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go to the strip club.
No.
They make it an experience, though. You go down there, and...
Is this in the woods?
No. Well, kind of. It's out by Lingrove Cemetery. It's across the street. You go down there, And it's a whole big lot, and they have little Christmas trees.
Right.
And what they do is they have a tractor hooked up to a flat bed, uh-huh. and then they put hay in there, so it's like a hay ride.
Yeah, and they take you like 10 feet.
Yeah, into the
so you ride the thing like 10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then they
experience.
Stop, and he turns around, all right, guys, go find a tree, and then you take your little saw and walk
pick
around.
Out a tree.
Like, remember, it's just the ones with the white tag, which is...
Not
barely
many.
None.
Not many
they
of
take,
them,
They
yeah.
take, like, the ugliest trees. Like, we got to get rid of this tree.
Let's no, they're like, get rid of our crap trees.
Yeah,
yeah, the Charlie Brown tree.
You would think okay. it'd be just, you know, go crazy. Any tree
yeah,
you
pick
want.
A tree. They're yeah. fucking trees.
Yeah.
Who cares? I did this once where, you know, you drive, I don't know, there's like a part of the national forest where it's a similar thing. They're mm-hmm. like, we can cut down some trees for fire safety.
Yeah.
So we went out there, you know, it took forever to get there. And you get there and they're like, you can cut down these trees. And it turned out, my experience was, cutting down the tree was much easier than I thought. I was like, these lumberjacks are full of shit, because this is really not that hard. Carrying it out of the woods,
yeah.
almost impossible.
Was it a saw or an axe?
We used an axe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We got yeah. a piece of junk saw.
Oh, that would probably be hard.
I just yeah. watched.
I've decided to throw away every saw I have and buy an axe. Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, what situation? Handcuffs. You need a hacksaw,
yeah,
but I'm like,
go.
Let's just have some guts and use an axe.
It worked in Titanic.
Yeah. Everything worked in Titanic until the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then things got real fucked up.
Sometimes we'll just watch the first part of Titanic.
The yeah. first
the
VHS.
The iceberg and then,
yeah,
the first VHS.
We still have
and
the
you're like,
VHS.
What a romance.
I won't get rid of
I'm
that.
I'm going to assume that everything worked out. The one bad guy died and the rest. What an asshole that guy was, huh?
Yeah, Billy Zane.
He's like, oh, I got to pretend these are my kids so I can get off the boat. And you're like, come on, man.
Then he goes crazy, starts chasing them around with a gun. And
I know, you're like, why are you trying
and
to kill them?
And he's shooting in the water.
Yeah, he's so desperate to kill them. He's like, I don't give a fuck if the boat does sink. I'll kill them too. I'll kill everyone.
Right, like they have a chance. Jeez.
I would be satisfied if, let's say, I run into an ex on a boat, you know, and she's like with some dude and I want to kill them for some reason. And then the boat starts sinking. I'll be like, they're on their own.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume they're not going to make
every
it.
Every man for himself.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Especially when they had those old, they're like, we're going to make our life jackets out of canvas and fill them with stones. And you're like,
maybe not.
Buddy.
Yeah. But didn't the director say they should have like taken off all their life jackets and stuffed them in the one compartment that was flooding and that would have kept the ship afloat?
Yeah.
Long
so
enough.
We watched this James Cameron special and he has these crazy theories. One was the life jacket one.
Yeah.
The other one was that they should have climbed upon the iceberg that they hit and wait for a ship to come save them.
Yeah.
That he wanted them to climb upon an iceberg.
I don't know how that works.
No. Or just go north and hit the ice shelf eventually and just have everyone
he
climb
like
out
onto diagrams,
the ice.
Too.
He's like, so here are the 100 ways this could have been averted, although I never would have made all this money. So,
I mean, what is he saying?
He always had Avatar.
It is a little bit like armchair quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this guy shoots people in Connecticut, and everyone's like, why didn't anybody tackle him? And you're like, I don't know, because he was crazy with a gun, and it just happened. Yeah. I mean, you can't. The boat, if I was on a cruise ship and it was sinking, I wouldn't be like, let's stuff all the life jackets and the one thing that, you know, I would have no fucking idea.
No. Even when it's at the nightclub and a little scuffle breaks out, it takes forever to figure out, like, okay, who's swinging it? Who do I need to grab and who do the
just
guards
bring out
need
the
to
taser.
Take out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just tase them all.
Tase them all.
There's always a moment where you're just like, oh, there's a fight right there.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to be there. I'm
no,
just gonna
yeah.
step
yeah.
back.
Yeah, there's a the decision seems like it takes an hour.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably much quicker than that, but it feels horrible.
My brother got freaked out. He thought there was a fight outside because some guy pulled a weapon and it turned out that it was an ice scraper. No, a paint scraper. It looked like it had a pretty sharp edge at the end. It was beveled.
You're like, well, I guess
I didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
It could be a weapon.
That's
Anything
an interesting
weapon
choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice paint scraper.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, I should get an. They should make an ice scraper that looks like a cheap plastic ice scraper, but it really has like a razor on the end.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be a great weapon to
like
keep in your car.
Like a cane that has like
a sword in it.
Yeah, you should go to the gun show with us. They have all sorts of women's defense things. Like it's a lipstick, but you open it and it's a knife.
Do they have one of those umbrella
spray?
Guns?
No,
those are my favorite. I would love someday to shoot someone.
With an umbrella?
You know, I'd be like. Walking with an umbrella, and he's like, give me your wallet. And it's like, he would never would you be more surprised as a crook than to be shot
well,
by umbrella.
Same thing when we were by Micah, and we're like, Well, I guess it would be funny if you got shot with a pink gun.
That would, yeah.
That kind of suck.
I feel like they'd have to include it in the news story. Criminal was apprehended after being shot by a pink gun.
Yeah. No one will take me serious if I have a pink gun. No, they will, because you have a gun.
Yeah. It is true. I would much rather be killed by a regular gun than a pink gun.
Yeah. That'd
be, if those are my two options, I'll take regular gun.
While Morgan Freeman narrates.
Yeah. And there he went, with the pink gun in his ribs.
One can only hope.
So you guys found your tree experience good-ish?
Yeah, well, let's see. So we went out, mm-hmm. all the beautiful, gorgeous Christmas, what you would think is a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Didn't have
yeah, like the
tag.
American standard of a Christmas tree. And then you'd find one that was that dark green and it'd be like priced $20 more.
Yeah.
Oh, so they, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that they were a different... That should be just a free-for-all.
Yeah, it should be. I don't know why they just don't open the whole thing. Like, what is their fear that, oh, if they cut down all the trees this year, we'll have to order more. They order them from somewhere else.
I don't like that.
They're like, they grow them somewhere else, and then they bring them here and put them in nice, neat rows.
That'd be like, so your parents and you run, well, you guys kind of run this nightclub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if you charged ugly people more to get inside.
Which, they should, right?
Maybe
we
should.
Well, maybe.
Well, is it like the same thing when women get in cheaper than men?
Yeah.
Yeah. To bring in the ladies.
But
the
see, you can't do hot women get in free. Yeah. It just has to be ladies' night. They can't be like...
Yeah,
listen, you're kind of like a four.
Maybe that could be my job.
evaluate.
I'm always looking for a new job at the club. I could be like, I don't think so.
I'd like to see a rubric that's like evaluating your score, and you're like, one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah, sliding scale of hotness.
Yeah, I'm not really into this outfit
Snaggle
you're wearing.
Tooth.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. I don't know. I calculate the cost as $8. So... That's my professional
opinion.
We'll
make up for it in drinks with you.
Yeah.
We never really drink, though, and we never have a chance to go to other places, so it's nice when we get to go somewhere. Like your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else? Oh, go ahead.
No, but... So, M. I like to call her M, because I like to feel like James Bond.
M.
It's because we used to call him E, like, when we were trying to disguise who he was. E.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then, when you were, like, a secret man.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a secret romance?
Or was this just really.
Someone at work like saw us walking back from lunch together.
Gosh. Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
You and Elias, huh?
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Went to lunch. Yeah. Big deal.
No, we just didn't talk about it too much. So then we like just casually call him.
Oh, okay. You guys were being appropriate.
Yeah. Until someone caught us at Target randomly.
Yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, you're never at.
Yeah.
We're at Target all the time. We have never seen you at Target.
I'm at Target all the time.
For all that you say.
We are there all the time, and we have never run into
you. Let me be fair. I was there all the time probably a year ago for 6 months, and then once I started getting on the broke side of the year, I had to take time away. I had to back down from Target.
And tell me, has their lighting changed? Today when we went, I was like, the lighting in here is overwhelming. I'm stressed out, and maybe it's just because I'm broke now.
Where's the people?
Maybe.
It was full.
Well, that too, but I'm like, I don't have no money. Maybe that's why.
You know, the last time I was in there, I was real sick last week, but I had to make a Target because I needed like 5 things. And you know, when you're sick, you kind of run out of stuff, but you're like, I can live without orange juice or whatever. But then it was, you know, at the linchpin was toilet paper.
Oh,
and I was like, shit.
That's
like,
true the other day,
I can't, what am I going to do, know?
We should go to Sam's Club and get, like, the pallet of toilet paper.
That's what
But eventually that runs out, so then you got to get a 4-pack.
My whole bathroom cabinet under sink, full. Because I'm like, I'm not doing, it's so funny because when you buy it, it's kind of embarrassing for some reason.
It is, but everybody has to buy it. And you're like holding this
gigantic packs.
Yeah, when you buy the huge one, it makes it look like I do a lot of shit. And, like, I'm prepared to admit that I spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
This and Hot Pockets, and that's it. Yeah. That's all I need.
Hot Pockets.
I should do that next time. Get like a huge toilet paper and then one thing of Hot Pockets.
No, one time our liquor delivery didn't come through, so we had to go and get a bunch of stuff at Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
And so I did this thing where... You fill it up with liquor and wine and beer and everything you need.
Right.
And then a pack of diapers. And then you go to check out. And then you pretend, I don't have enough. And then you put the diapers back.
My baby.
People will pay for your diapers at that point. Like, no. I'll pay for the diapers.
I would. You know what? It was so funny how warped I am that my mind is not child-oriented. When you said diapers, I assumed it was to look like I'm buying all this booze and diapers so I can just pee myself.
Oh, God, like the astronaut that drove across country.
I didn't even think about a baby. I was like, this way I could get real loaded and just pee like
the
Dickens.
That still cracks me up, that lady that wore the diaper to drive across country.
You know what? If I was that guy, even though she got caught, I think I'd live the rest of my life in fear.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's a crazy person. Yeah. And she's planned it out. I mean, she was probably going to kill him with some kind of space tool. You know what I mean?
Choke him with that astronaut ice cream stuff. Yeah. It's horrible and dry.
Yeah, and she'd probably be wearing a spacesuit when she came to murder you and walk
and you'd be
slow,
like, what is this
like
role
no
playing?
Gravity. Yeah.
Oh, we're dressing up
this. Tonight? Yeah. Oh, you're wearing the spacesuit.
Dead
I'm
Space
not...
style. You know, like Dead God. Space in the middle of the night. You'd be like, oh.
I'm about 2 hours into Dead Space.
One or two?
One.
Okay.
I'm behind the curve. But I can't play it at night.
No, you can't
it's
play it more than like
and frightening.
10 or 15 minutes at a time.
Yes. That's and I get to a save and then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. Kind of the I'm opposite done. Of Lord of the Rings. I'm yeah. getting M caught up so we can go watch The Hobbit and it
oh,
makes sense.
Yeah.
But she keeps falling asleep.
Yeah.
I feel
so I'm
so
like,
guilty.
When they get to Rivendell, I have to pause it and then wait for her to wake up and explain that.
Okay,
this
but
is
I feel
where
so guilty because I looked up how long it is and it's 3 hours. And going back to Titanic, I drag you to Titanic when it came out on 3D. Yeah. And that's
the
3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
So I feel so guilty. I can't sit through your 3 hour movie, but you sat through mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, well, they're kind of similar, like the first Lord of the Rings. It's kind of like Titanic because not a lot happens
no,
for the first, hour
yeah.
or so, and then,
I like
then
that
things
part,
get
though.
Good.
Yeah,
it felt like a classic,
it was
like
Mines of Moria,
child's movie in the beginning. But I'm mad at Bilbo, so
I feel like that movie for me started when that troll came.
Yeah,
and then I was like, okay, now this is a film.
Yeah,
I can watch this.
Now we have a movie.
Shit's getting out of hand. Like,
hear that? It's
that's
the plot.
When I started falling asleep. Though.
Oh, I like because it was dark.
Is that... No, I like the I guess I like the beginning. It was that nice pace of when we're children
it's
and
fun.
Watching like a corny hokey movie. Yeah. And
it is pretty fun.
With David Bowie.
Yeah, it is like how I used to feel about Disney, mm-hmm. where you're like, I feel very safe.
Yeah.
You know?
This is relaxing.
I guess
my
people don't fuck
strained.
With the hobbits because they're like, I don't know, they're just these little drunks who like...
Yeah, that are always smoking.
That are worthless. Yeah.
Pipe weed.
Yeah, they are. They're always getting stoned and drunk and like... Because I used to hate Lord of the Rings sort of because I was like, the whole world is in turmoil. But no one cares about the hobbits. But then you're like, well, they're basically bums of the forest. Like, who's going to enlist them in their army? Yeah, they're like, eh, fuck them. We'll deal with them later. They're easy to take over, I would think, because you'd just be like, by the way, we've taken over the world.
Yeah.
So you guys belong to us. And they'd be like, oh, well, as long as I can have my...
Well,
pipes.
And they fit in your
they
pocket.
Take them as tiny slaves at the end.
Yeah,
they're like, would fit in your pocket. Like, do you really have to worry about something that tiny?
I don't know. Yeah, what would you do? I think I would make them do the office type work and then live in a drawer. Yeah, live in a file cabinet. That would be my enslavement of hobbits plan. Since you asked.
Yeah. No, but we're almost there.
Yeah.
So we can go watch.
Hopefully.
So
I
watch
bad.
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of annoyed with Bilbo, so.
Well he's kind of a dick, but you know
thank
what?
Thank you. I'm like, how am I supposed to like this guy? He just dumps all this on Frodo and then he just disappears.
I don't want to spoil anything, but
oh,
The Hobbit
please.
Made, The Hobbit was my favorite of the books,
mm-hmm.
and I read like three of them, so I didn't read the last one.
Oh, I can get through it. I was like, done.
Yeah. The Hobbit was the best book, I think. Yeah. But, much more fun.
Okay.
Bilbo is a dick in the Lord of the Rings
thank
movies,
you.
But in The Hobbit you may enjoy him more. I think so.
Because
you'll
right now
identify
I'm
with his plight.
Yeah, I tried reading the books and it's like you get to these parts where it's like poems and songs. And
oh,
I
hate the songs.
And then someone said, oh, you saved those for your second or third read through. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not going to read this book twice.
I hated that. They'd get to the forest and it'd be like, and then the elves sang a song.
Yeah.
And it's like, for nine
skip,
pages?
Skip.
What the
skip.
Fuck? Well, I used to be kind of OCD, and when I read a book, I couldn't not read it.
No, when they teach you to speed read in class,
yeah.
I hated that.
I had to read the songs, but then I was like, this
blows.
The
better something is written, the slower you read it.
I'm the slowest reader ever.
I'm
slow, too.
I bought, what was it, City.
Arkham City.
Yeah, yeah. Black Friday last year.
Yeah.
And I beat it, what, like 2 months ago?
Oh, my God. It takes forever.
Yeah, I finally got back to it.
Did you 100%?
I did.
Oh, my God. I'm at like 60.
All right.
I was just talking about that.
Did you download the Catwoman pack so you
can do
the Catwoman challenge?
I haven't done that yet.
There you go. Yeah, still do that.
She's fun to watch.
I don't have internet. I mean, I'm thinking about getting internet. So right now what I have to do, I use my iPhone as a Wi-Fi hotspot. So I can download things, but it's at 3G speed.
Yeah.
So Xbox stuff takes like
6 hours,
5 hours. Yeah.
And every time you turn it on, it's like, we have to update.
Yes. Oh, like, the update takes 3 hours too.
No. The version of that when we were kids was having to take out the cartridge and blow on it.
Yeah.
There, updated.
Yeah, they talk about how you don't have to do that, but I'm like, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's not much different. No. So sometimes I just bring it into my work.
Oh. And we got a Nintendo 64 at the flea market, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only gaming system that I know. So we're into
retro gaming now.
That's
great. It's the only gaming system I know.
Did you get any games?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. You got Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I got
a good one.
Star Fox and Resident Evil 2.
Star Fox is great.
We stole GoldenEye from my mom.
GoldenEye was great.
That's my all-time favorite.
That's a good game.
Yeah,
Mario Kart?
No, we need to take that from my mom next.
You need to look out for Mario Kart?
She refused to give us the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, but she gave us Cruising USA too for
that was good.
Birthday?
Yeah, for my birthday.
Can I tell you what else is really great? Mario 64?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember when the dual screen Nintendo came out with the touchscreen on the bottom?
Yes.
But then I got Mario 64 and I was horrible for it because you had to like use your fingers to it was crap.
Yeah. The 3D environment thing did not work out well.
No.
Well, they had the dual screen and it was like, ugh. What else do you got on your list here? I'm just curious. I've never had someone come prepared, so I'm really excited.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have this list too, you know, but I always
about
have a list.
About safe topics with us.
Yeah. No, just about like things I could talk about.
We wonder how
figured...
we could if you were going to like transition us into it like a real, you know, talk show.
Okay.
We're
so
like,
I'd
I
be
hear
like,
you have a new
so
movie.
So I heard that you guys went and chopped down a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then you're like, funny you say that, sir. Here's what happened.
How did you know?
Yeah. What a coincidence.
No,
well, okay.
No, it was Michelle's birthday, and you should know that she loves drag queens.
Yeah, I have a
drag queens.
I have a thing for drag queens.
I like them, too. I used to go to this place in Denver. They had a drag queen brunch.
Oh, fun.
So you would go, all the waitresses were drag queens.
Was it Hamburger Mary's?
No, it was Bump and Grind. It's closed.
Oh.
But it was great.
I was like adding it,
so it
to my list of places
but
to
Hamburger
go.
Mary's kind of, it was a similar vibe. Mm-hmm. Where they're drag queens and they kind of like to give you a hard time.
Yeah, they do bingo.
Yeah.
They razz you a lot.
Yeah.
So we go to the big one because at his club, they have drag shows. So I kind of have my drag affection for that. So we go to a big one in Denver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a
big
drag
deal.
Show.
Yeah.
Now, what happens at these shows? Are they like variety shows?
Yes. Imagine a kind of like a strip club, but where everyone isn't dead on the inside already.
Where they're having fun.
Where they're actually having fun doing what they're doing.
And there's
that's
men
kind of exciting.
And women,
yeah,
mother.
That's what I like about it. It's entertaining.
It's kind of all
it's
over
like
the place.
It's like old style burlesque where they don't go. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. So we go there, and then we're greeted at the door by the security guard that's wearing the tightest shirt ever. He looks like a stripper
himself.
Yeah,
he looks like he's going to do a magic mic routine in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, can you touch this? No.
No, so it was great, but then... So
I'm like, oh, man, he's going to search me. I'm going to have to go back to the
car. Yeah, so he has to put back his gun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so wait
for him. We were like, oh, this is the best parking ever. Why didn't anyone park in this deli parking lot? Anyways.
Oh, boy.
We go back, and so now I'm...
No gun. And I'm like,
okay, no gun. And of course, I don't get searched. Like, not even glimpses.
No, I'm surprised he didn't touch you.
No, nothing.
Can I ask this? Do you carry a gun off? Like, is it one of these things like where you just don't even think about
it? Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
It's just
is what
like
they
a,
say, right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Do you have a gun right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Maybe.
I was just curious.
No, it's, like,
it's okay if you don't.
I had during the day.
Yeah. I mean, no, this isn't live, so I don't think anyone's going to come grab it. But like,
and they'd be like, well, he has a permit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, no, it's
no,
just,
I mean, it's totally
you think
legal.
About it in the sense that it's in there and you don't want to like bend over without thinking and like it shows and somebody's like, oh my God, he has a gun.
Well, it's, I just ask because, you know those people who always have like a folding knife.
Yeah.
And then you get to the airport and they're like, oh fuck. Because they don't think about it
even
as like a thing.
Yeah. When we went to to San Diego, I took my same backpack that I take to the nightclub. Didn't realize that I emptied it out except one pocket with the pepper spray. And I took it on carry-on.
And we did not get caught. We didn't know.
We didn't even see it?
We were like those asshole reporters who like, look what we got through security.
Oh, what we did?
Yeah.
That makes me upset San Diego, because we were like, why do I even need to do this? I'm not going to bring anything.
And then I was like, "What is this even legal in California? Because you don't have anything
pepper spray. Who knows?
Yeah.
So did you ditch it when you got there?
We're like, okay, well, I don't want to throw it in the trash can. And that's always my excuse if some kid find it.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with my old porn when I moved out of my old apartment.
Oh, old porn is hard to get rid of.
It is. It's like nuclear waste.
I seriously got rid of like corporate. It was like corporate secrets where I like put it in a bag and then I dumped old coffee grinds on it and stuff. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? Because I don't want some kid. I mean, that's how I found my old porn was dumpster diving.
It's like, but you don't want some kid finding it. That's always my excuse.
That would be the best treasure they ever found.
Yeah,
maybe when people get rid of porn, there should be some protocol, like you put it outside in a cardboard box with a red circle on it.
You should be able to take it to
any porn shop. To give it to somebody needy.
Oh, yeah, for the needy.
Donate it to the ARC and they can buy it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They should have a porn section there. Why not? That would be the saddest section.
Oh my God. Can you imagine working that?
Oh, stocking it. I bet there'd be a very knowledgeable, friendly guy in there. Hey, can I help you find anything?
The most helpful.
Big top, big butts, black ladies, Chinese. What do you like?
Probably the most helpful employee you've
ever met.
Best
ARC employee.
So what I was gonna do with this pepper spray is like hand it to a cop or something. I don't know. What would I have, like, I need to give this
to you? What did you end up doing?
I read on the TSA website you can't have it in your check-in.
Oh, okay. So you put it in your check.
As long as it's secure.
Pepper spray is cool.
Yeah, in a secure bag, which ended up being a Ziploc bag.
I can see that.
Throw it in the
check-in. I can see that. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You know, pepper spray is pretty. I feel like pepper spray. You couldn't take over a plane with pepper spray. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could
it's
make
just
some
mildly
people
annoying
real unhappy.
For a while. Yeah.
You could really ruin everyone's day as it recirculates through the thing. But I don't think it would be like, when that's how it crashed into a skyscraper. So everyone's like, don't pepper spray me.
Yeah, I'm on a plane. I have pepper spray. I'm in a nightclub in Denver, middle of the night. I don't have anything.
Yeah. So you're at the drag show.
Yeah, so we're at the drag show. It's going good. It's getting pretty wild.
Yeah. And there's a part where, because like they're entertainers, so they come out and they talk, you know, they work the audience, and then they come up to us. And when we were in San Diego at the show in San Diego, they come up to us like, where are you from? I'm like, Colorado.
Oh, they're
like,
so they're excited.
Oh, honey, this is called wood floor. This is not dirt here, which I guess is their standard go-to joke about people from,
but I got,
you know, when they say you're from Idaho or something.
Yeah, like, it's just her go-to, I don't have anything to say mean to you because you seem like a nice couple. Yeah. So
now let me ask this, like, what is the crowd like? Is it just all the map?
It's insane. There was just so much inappropriate behavior
in the crowd.
Which you wouldn't think, because it's mostly gay guys and like sad older women.
Yeah, the lady in the sweater dress.
Yeah, in sweater dress.
So there's this lady, and I would say this was like her night out from the kids.
Sure.
She seemed like she was alone, right?
Yeah.
So
there was no one there with
her. No, she had some dollar bills and $5 bills.
It's weird
to
be alone. I bet there's not a lot of loners, right?
Well, she was like crazy.
Or
she
it's
was
like the office party for Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. When, at my birthday party, there's this huge table, and they're like, where y'all from? We're from Walgreens, downtown location.
Wow.
And then they're like, here's our manager. I'm like, why can't my
work? I would
work?
Love to work there. I mean, I don't want to work at Walgreens, but if that's what they're doing on
their
time off.
They can have celebrity, like, those parties. Like, come on.
They can go to a drag show?
I mean, when we have a company party, we have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't,
Yeah, no.
Not cool.
So Walgreens had a whole table. But yeah, there's all these, like, inappropriate people.
Yeah.
So they're tipping, you know, and there's a dollar. And they're expecting $4 that they can get a full-on grope session going.
No.
No.
Even I know that.
Yeah, we were like, what
like
is
grabbing
going
their
on?
Ass.
Yeah, which I
which
don't.
Which is just all padding, right?
Yeah, which is all padding. So I'm like,
oh,
she can't
like
even
fake
feel that.
Butts.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to. You know, as guys, we don't have like hips.
Yeah.
But we have, they have to create
so it's all,
the solution.
I'm a lady. Padding.
Wow, I didn't even. Yeah,
padding.
You're right.
Yeah.
I saw this thing at a store one time. And it was like a fake butt thing. And I almost bought it because I was like, this would be so funny to wear this like into work and not say anything, wear real tight pants,
bend over.
You're like, why does Peter have a butt all of a sudden?
But then you say it'd be messed up to take someone home and then they take off all their curves.
Well, can you imagine?
Yeah, like, that would be sad.
And pop out a penis all of a sudden, right?
Well, that would be a whole nother story. But no, with some of those bras, they say that it adds two cup sizes. And I'm like, okay, so you this girl home for the first time and you're fooling around and she takes off her bra and then all of a sudden, what?
Yeah, and then how would you not just be like, oh.
It's like this potato chip bag with, like, no potato chips.
Yeah, it's like 60% empty. And they're like, oh, it happens in shipping. And it's like, put it on a vibrating machine so they settle and then refill it, you fucking assholes.
That's a good
what is wrong with you?
With those bras, because I'm like, oh my God, that'd be devastating.
Also, I mean, how upset could you be when the guy was disappointed?
Because
you'd be like, you perpetuated this
lie. What a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with the asses. So there you have the big padding. And then there's this guy tipping $1.
Yeah.
The drag queen's wearing a thong.
Right.
And she's bending over. He's kissing the ass of this drag queen.
Wow.
Right in front of us. I'm like, this is not appropriate.
For
it's
$1.
For a dollar.
Yeah, he's messing up with... That's at least a fiver.
Yeah, at least. He's messing up with her, like, tucking. Yeah. Because did you see how she had to run off?
Yeah.
Afterwards, because the tucking was totally...
Yeah, carefully sort of
cram
everything.
And
tape
a thong.
It. Yeah, with a thong, especially.
Yeah.
I think I'd go boy shorts. That seems like it could still be sexy, but it'd be a little
No, they're, like, maintained. All full-on thongs.
Wow.
You have to, like, put more... testicles inside your body cavity,
right?
Fold over and then tape up.
Wait, you shove the balls inside,
like when you were four and before they descended.
Wow,
they go inside the cavity.
I've never even tried to do that. It's giving me
duct tape.
Weird feelings thinking about trying to do that.
It's not
to
the Silence of the Lambs where he just puts it under.
That
and it's
I've done.
Behind.
If I could give anyone a piece of advice that I really believe. Girlfriend's not impressed by that move. When you come in, tucked, and you're like, look at me! Because I've done that before, and it did not result in, like, a...
And then
a
or in a, you're sexy.
Yeah, it was not a turn-on. It was beyond a turn-off. It was like, I no longer see you as a thing of sex. You're like a chair to me, sex-wise. So...
Yeah,
for a buck, I don't think
it was not appropriate.
That's okay.
And then he like kept trying to steal the show.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Would, like, get on the ground and gyrate and dance.
Yeah, when she's trying to do her final number.
Yeah.
You know, I went to this concert one time, and this guy was playing. It was like an outdoor big festival free thing. And, you know, somebody jumped up on stage and kind of started dancing and singing, and it was fun. The guy took it well. But then a bunch of people got up on stage, and then this guy got up there and was, like, trying to propose to his wife, and it was really awkward. It was a very awkward proposal, and she seemed like she was like,
she
I have
say
to say
yes.
But later, we're going to have a very awkward thing where I'm like, that doesn't count, because you kind of pressured
me.
I
have to say yes.
Yeah.
That would suck.
And I didn't like it, though. Like, the girl who jumped on stage first, it was fun, but then at some point, he had to basically ask her to leave.
Well,
I'm like, have your moment. Get off the show.
Is that even his job to be like, you should leave? Where's the security guards?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, where is the stripper security
There's
guard?
There's no bouncers.
There needs to be a guy who's
this is so inappropriate in it. And they should have dragged away the lady in the sweater vest. She was all up on them.
Yeah.
Really?
It was sick. She was putting the dollar bills in her mouth.
Oh.
Trying to get them to take it and putting them in, like, in her cleavage. It was wrong.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird...
Not appropriate.
Yeah.
But I kept getting
But then groped, when we have, like, the random straight couples like us, and, like, there's always another couple besides us that they pick on. I don't know.
Yeah, there's always another one. No, they just grope me.
I think you guys
talk to me about my boobs.
No, drag queens love
my boobs.
Yeah.
They're always grabbing them.
I think you guys seem like a nice... And you're probably... Because you have these shows at the club, you're not as... Shocked?
That's what I wanted to
tell the lady next to us. There's a lady probably about our mom's age
that
was like, this is the funnest thing ever. Have you ever been to one of these?
And you're like, only every week.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
every time she got up, she bumped our table.
Yeah, she was getting really up annoying. And like, she was all tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
And she was trying to get up on them too.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It was a little bit much.
I feel kind of bad for these drag queens, like
people
getting a little overly involved.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't like
dollar.
For a dollar. If someone throws me a 20,
Yeah, then it deserves a lap dance.
But didn't you count ones that they make about $17, $18
No, no, more than that. The one in San Diego, of course, we were seeing one that had been on RuPaul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it was awesome.
Drag Race.
Yeah. You know, I'm obsessed. There's only three things I talk about on Facebook.
It's RuPaul's pretty great.
Yeah, but so they were like celebrities, but maybe like $30, $50 a song.
Yeah. Closest we've ever been to celebrity since you saw the kid from Modern Family at Disneyland.
Yeah, we were
Manny.
We saw Manny.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's Manny.
What was he like?
Oh, he was just standing there with like his mom and grandma.
Did he have the same bored sort of dog look on his face?
He was so cute. He was wearing his little glasses. And I was like, should we go up to him? But then nobody else was. And I didn't want to call him out, you know.
He was just having a good day. You're like, he's just a kid, man.
Yeah, but I was like, in retrospect, I could have gotten my picture with him. Yeah.
With Manny. That would be pretty
great. Yeah, that
kid
is awesome. And then I wanted to ask him about working with Sophia.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
A whole interview with him.
Yeah. I cannot imagine how I could possibly be. What do you think he is, like 13, 12?
Yeah.
And working with Sofia Vergara?
Right, and just come in, eyeline to her boobs.
Oh, I'd be like, I cannot wear sweatpants
even watch her. I'm like, wow, she's hot.
Yeah, he's always wearing khakis, and I'm like, what's going on?
Khakis.
They'd have to shoot me above the waist always, because I was getting inappropriate boners from nothing at that age. So to have
I remember that
Sophia
middle school
Vergara,
would be guess who got a boner today?
Oh, God.
Everybody. Like, everyone's getting boners. So with nothing. So to have that, I'd be like, ruined.
Yeah, it would be impossible. Yeah.
I'd be sore. It'd be horrible.
See, I could never be a drag, because wouldn't you get excited and then like undo your tuck? Or maybe it's just so awkward and uncomfortable that.
That's what I want to know is how little you are if you're a drag queen.
Yeah.
I take my mom to one of the ones at the club and the drag queen's rolling around and doing like cartwheels. And
that is
like,
not a man.
Yeah, my mom. That's not a man. It looks like a woman. And then how does it not plop out? I was like, Mom, that's not appropriate.
Mom, too far. I thought we could have a nice time here together.
At the drag show.
Yeah.
At the nightclub.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they must just not.
I guess not.
Get hard, right? They take a drug or something.
That used to kill me as a kid, like, hearing about, like, nude beaches and like, how do you not get a boner?
Oh my God.
Do you get kicked out of the nudist colony if you get a boner?
I don't know.
But then
you
see the people that are on nude beaches.
Oh, they're horrible.
And it's like, ah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Because no one's hot. It's like a weird family.
Yeah.
And a little naked kid and like a dad and a mom. And you're like, oof. Oh.
Yeah.
No. No thanks.
You're like, suddenly I feel really hot.
Yeah. Oh, that's nude. You know what? I'm going to remember that next time I'm feeling down. I'm going to be I'm going to look at some nude beach footage.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be a good pump up to going out for the night.
I got a good body.
You're like, I'm doing all right. I got something appealing about me, at least, for fuck's sake. Oh, my God. So that was the drag show,
Yeah. Well, so then we're we're leaving the drag show, and our car gets totaled.
Well, totaled.
No. So we walk out and our car's not, it's just
toad.
Not there.
Toad.
Oh, toad.
Toad.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We didn't know that at the time. It's just not there.
Well, because there's a freaking group tailgating right in front of the sign that says, you know, you can't park in this lot.
Of course, what they do is they put the sign at like, not even eye level. It's like lower. It's like where any little car can come and park.
And that's the car that was tailgating out in front of this like crazy looking deli.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh,
what benefit does the what does the deli care if somebody's parked there after
they're open?
Yeah.
I have that same problem. There's a Starbucks, and right next to it is a bank, and it's like there's no parking at the Starbucks.
No,
and then the opposite side, it's like bank parking only. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
How
like,
do
you don't even need these spots.
How do you know?
Yeah.
But the car's just gone.
So the car is gone.
And we're like, oh, God. And I look around. It's like, oh, it got towed because we see the sign.
Yeah.
And then there's the phone number. And I call the phone number. And oh, my God, it was like, you know that part of the movie where like the camera goes 360 around the main character to show how disoriented he is?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we towed your car. If you get here by midnight, we'll charge you $230.
Whoa.
You have 18 minutes. And then she gave me the address real quick.
This is the beginning of Crank 4.
It is. Was basically, I could feel like the camera circling around me 360.
It was intense.
Yeah.
Like, I was just glad I changed
how
my
did
shoes.
You
we were like, honey, get a taxi.
Yeah.
And of course, we don't have cash because who carries 230? Yeah, they're like, we only take cash. Click.
Yeah.
It's like they kidnapped our son and we have 14 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, we did. take this taxi. And then we get dropped off.
In the weirdest part, I didn't even know this part of
Denver
existed.
The tow place is always like in some weird, where you're like, is this an old airport?
This was so weird. Like, it's like North Denver. Yeah. If you've ever driven into Denver, right where the turnoff is for Coors Field, there's this big hotel. It's like this big tower. Not the one by the Broncos Field, but the other one.
Yeah.
It's just this weird old tower. It's like north of there. I didn't even know anything was there.
Like that castle hotel or whatever?
No,
not that far
north.
But see, it's, I don't even know that part of Denver.
It's just like a shitty old hotel.
It's not like retro cool like Lodo.
Oh, it's just bad.
It's just
sketchy.
It's just industrial.
Yeah, so the guy drops us off like a block away from the tow place, and then this lady comes up and she's like, you guys okay?
Yeah, she kind of rolled down a window, stuck her head out.
Yeah, you guys okay? And then we're like, yeah, we're fine.
And we're like, we hadn't figured out like where we were going to get cash, because I was sitting there with the phone. And of course, it's dying because you never have any cell phone battery. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. I think
regretting all your like, why did I get on Facebook earlier? It wasn't worth it.
Exactly. Why did I check in at the church? And then kept checking to see if anyone liked it.
So we got no battery, and we finally were like, okay, I think that way towards civilization. Let's just walk over there.
Yeah, there's,
we got to find.
We went
ATM.
By some bars.
We got
so we're
14
like,
minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So on the way, there's like, we see activity, and I guess they're bars. We're like, oh, okay. It's a bar. Maybe
they
might
have
an ATM.
Have
So we walk in, and the first one what was the
first
one
was the country bar that was so sad. Oh, and they looked at us. They're like, why the hell are you guys here? You're not our regulars.
With like Stand By Your Man, like playing
it was
woefully
so sad.
In the corner.
It
no
was
one
really
there
depressing.
Who has a living wife.
No. Exactly, and everyone's at the bar with their heads down and.
Yeah,
that was
we ain't got no ATM machine.
Yeah,
we
keep
ain't got
walking.
No money, magic money machine.
Yeah, right?
Keep walking.
And so we keep
what
walking.
What do you think this is? Total Recall?
And we get to another place. Okay. We hear a beat.
Yeah, we hear this great like rap beat going on. And we're like, this is
let's just follow the beat.
Interesting.
Totally
we'll just keep
a different
rolling.
And you were like, oh my God, he doesn't have his gun. That's
yeah,
all
that's
could think
all.
Of.
That's all that was running through my mind. Like, it's like, he doesn't have his gun. And I'm thinking of all my crime shows.
The one
show.
Chance we have to shoot somebody legally.
Seriously, I'm thinking of all my crime shows. Why doesn't he have his gun? Somebody's going to come over. And once we do get the money from the ATM, we're going to have a couple $100. And they're going to kill us for a couple $100.
And the gun is in the car.
Oh my God.
That would have been our
story. You're like, this is the one time I really wish I had that gun, man.
Yeah, that's all I
could
have
really
about.
Used that damn gun.
But I was like, don't tell him that I think we're going to get killed because he doesn't have his gun.
Yeah.
I think I had my flashlight. We could have flashed him in the face and then ran away.
That's true. Blinded him and ran.
But we hear this beat, so we're like, another bar.
Yeah.
And we go, and it's like this hard, like, hip-hop, like...
Hardcore.
Scary.
Like, fuck the police.
Yeah, and this guy, like, the security guard was the nicest person on our journey.
Yeah.
He's so kind.
On a magical journey
he,
of discovery.
Like, and while you're talking to him, asking him where the nearest ATM is, I look over, and there's a live rapper.
Up
like,
on the stage.
On the stage, and people are just like,
having a rap battle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you?
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Why didn't we have our gun? It was so scary.
The security guard comes over.
Yeah, and he like walks us outside to like give us directions and pointing.
Completely wrong.
Yeah.
There was nothing where he was he led us to, there was nothing there.
Yeah. But we encountered
maybe his buddies that were going to kidnap and murder us hadn't made it yet or something.
Yeah,
they were
he's
going
like, they're
going to
be in that alley.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so watch out for them.
That could be.
No, but super nice. Super nice guy.
Yeah, nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
And then we went to another weird kind of Western bar.
Yeah.
Another sad bar.
Yeah.
Can't believe this sounds like my kind of neighborhood.
It was.
Sad country bar.
With the random rap bar.
Yeah.
The rap bar was
no ATM anywhere, though. So I don't know. You just have to like. Have all the cash you're going to ever need at that place.
Yeah.
Well, of course,
weird.
We don't have an ATM either, but we have the 7-Eleven on the corner, so.
Yeah.
We're kitty corner from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's
See?
True.
So
that's
when we pepper spray people, they go and buy milk. And No, it doesn't
Poor
happen very
eyes.
Often.
That I just figured out why 7-Eleven sells milk.
Yeah.
I had no idea why.
No, there's this really trashy bar that opened. The landlord couldn't figure a way to kick us out because he owes all this money to the IRS, so he can't change any of his...
His holdings
or anything. Yeah. So we're there. And so he takes this place that he used to own where he did tax services or something, ironically enough. And he turns it into a bar, like a horrible get murdered bar.
Yeah, the bar. And you said they turn off the streetlights when there's a problem?
They have no streetlights. And then they turn everything else off when there's a fight or a problem.
That sounds really sad.
Yeah.
It looks
like
really
this
depressing.
Used to be an insurance office and now it's a bar.
Now it's a bar.
Now it's a Greeley's number one night spot.
Yeah, one of those
Seems
sad
unlikely.
Bars. with just the sound system and like a DJ.
They have so all rolling sad. Office chairs in there to sit at the bar.
That would be really hazardous.
We pneumatic drunk. Them all the way up so you can sit at the bar, which used to be a desk, believe it or not.
I would totally fall flat on my face.
We have a drop yeah. ceiling. It's really but great.
We couldn't even get into that old hotel, could we? Because we finally made our way there to that old tall...
Oh, yeah, but yeah. But they had was security gates.
There was a big, giant security gate. We yeah. couldn't get in there to find an ATM. But luckily there was a...
How did we find that ATM? On your phone?
On my phone, I think, finally.
Yeah. Oh, you finally got
but
it.
But we're like standing there in the drive-up ATM getting all this cash and pulling yeah. money from both of our accounts. Oh, and I'm God. Like, and we like, are so going to die.
Like $300 in cash.
Yeah. And then I like drop the money because I'm like shaking.
Oh, God.
Remember, you had to like pick it
I
up.
Had to, I had to pee so bad and there wasn't McDonald's close. Yeah. Which is what I always use when I need to really
Me
use a bathroom.
Because
like,
you know they're not
going to
stop you.
No. Yeah, you don't like, even have to leave. Buy a fries.
No,
I discovered
like,
that much too late.
Yeah.
When I was like 14, I said, well, I should buy some fries or something if I'm going to use their bathroom.
No, I think the social contract is McDonald's is like, we don't clean them.
Yeah.
So feel free.
World's largest chain of
no steak in
you
that.
Boys
yeah.
have it so easy.
I know.
You could just do it wherever. Just yeah. rip it out.
You could do it on the side of the McDonald's if you really had to.
But now we're like 8 blocks away, right?
Yeah.
From
no
the tow place.
From the tow. And we have like, we're, like, 10 like minutes the clock or something. Is clicking
And then
down.
We got to find yeah. figure out where the tow place
it's
is.
Like multiple 24. Angles. I'm in one of the little boxes. Michelle's in the other dropping the money. I'm paying in the other. The clock is ticking and the tow guy is probably like, I don't know, sitting there getting whatever tow guys do in the middle of the night.
Eat a huge sandwich and
yeah.
read a newspaper.
Seriously, I mean, yeah, the craziest rat tail, remember?
Yeah,
oh,
when
God.
We finally worked our way back.
Yeah.
Because then there's like no taxis to get back. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're working our way back and we go back. Like
yeah.
see the first sad bar
yeah.
and then we go by the rap bar and the security guards out there chatting with some ladies hey guys
yeah
you must be good now
but we make
we're
it
we're still on feet
you made it
you made it back time. Luckily it wasn't the same lady who I talked to on the phone.
No, she's the
dispatch
service.
She was yeah
dispatch.
She was dispatch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I heard
she,
on the intercom,
sir do not say you didn't see the sign. We get that all the day, all day, every day.
I wanted
like,
to
maybe
put the
because
sign
your
somewhere.
Sign is inappropriately placed.
Yeah, put it higher and with like lights and stuff if you really want to be taken seriously.
I wanted to be like, it's my birthday. You ruined
Does that
my
do
birthday.
Anything for you?
Yeah,
what are you?
That
no,
guy.
Big guy, 300 pounds. Overalls, of course.
No, you're no. Like, were they overalls?
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
They had to
I
be.
Imagine they were sweatpants.
For all
had,
intents and purposes,
he
was
like,
the
really
first wearer
hair.
Of sweatpant material overalls.
He had a beautiful rat tail.
Yeah.
Nice and shiny.
Down
hair.
To the middle of his back.
Oh. Yep. You know what's and, sad? That's a bad decision that he has spent the last 5 years on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dedication.
And, you know those offices? I know you've been in one of these offices where
yeah.
it's like wood paneling
oh, yeah.
on the walls, and it's
oh, yeah.
this weird mixture of like... sadness and cigarette smoke
yes.
and regret.
Oh, God.
And a lot. And then you're wearing your party clothes, and then you look at yourself and you're yeah. like, why did I decide to wear this sparkly dress?
Good thing you didn't wear your big huge heels.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Last yeah. decision, I decided to put on some sandals, but I had
Good
these
thing.
Like 6-inch heels that were like already making my legs squish.
Just from sitting there.
And then you look crazy because you're like, well, I'm basically in a rundown detective's office all of a sudden.
I look
know.
Like a cheap hooker.
Yeah. What's going on?
I swear the car looks sad in the lot. Like
it did. It was like, are you going to pick me?
Oh, God. Get me out of here.
Yeah, compared to the other cars that have obviously been there forever.
People would just screw it.
Fuck, it's not worth it.
It's not worth the $230 and the hassle.
That's a lot of money. Holy
it was
shit.
Was it, like,
it was
like
$230.
And then on the top of the note, it was like had the exact time, and we just missed it.
Yeah, he was like, well, you guys just missed it. So, because then they, I don't know if they charge you like another 24 hours.
Yeah,
which
they
is bullshit.
Do. That's what they were saying on the phone, right? If you didn't come by midnight, they're going to charge you for
another
24
hours.
Another 24 next day.
Yeah, because of course we like taking their precious resources.
Yeah,
sure,
and then
yeah.
I thought he was
their
cutting me a deal.
Lot
so
in
I was
the scariest neighborhood in the world.
God, it was.
Wow. That's intense.
But then I heard a dog. I didn't see a dog, but
there
I heard
was,
a dog.
Yeah,
there
it's a recording of a dog.
Yeah,
there was totally like dog barking. All the that one house we went by, there was a huge ass dog.
What
yeah,
the,
yeah that like
the
where
fence.
You like jump, you know, yeah. off the sidewalk because yeah. you're like, he's gonna get me.
He's coming through. That fence ain't gonna hold no dog
no
that I've
way.
Ever met.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
Good Lord!
But we give him cash. Mm-hmm. Like it's some shady drug deal gone
yeah,
bad
here,
or something.
Take it.
Yeah. It is weird when you have a large amount of cash. Yeah. Like more than 10 20s.
It's never like, for anything good.
No.
It never really is.
You're never happy, really.
No.
It was bad.
No.
I hate that. I hate, yeah, I had a similar thing. We parked at, you know, on Colfax in Denver in mm-hmm. the Wendy's parking lot.
Oh, which, yeah, I know the one, but yeah. Right by, like, across from Fillmore?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it had the same thing. It had, like, one sign. So when we came back, I was like, oh, fuck, because the sign is clear as day. But as you're leaving the lot, yeah, you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even see it.
Yeah.
And then
I was like, this is great. I can just park here. Wendy's will close in an hour.
Yeah. This, yeah. Why would they
win-win.
Care?
Win-win. Yeah.
They're not even open. You have to drive through.
Right.
So yeah. We'll go to the concert. We'll come back. We'll drive through Wendy's. Everything's going to be grand. No. It's not.
It's gone. Your car.
I think they make like half their revenue.
Oh, for sure.
I wish I owned that parking lot.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, we can make bank if we own right. a parking lot and charge yeah. people so for events.
How do yeah. the tow people do it? Like, okay, like I go up to you and you own a business. Like, listen, I'll tow people away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charge them. I wonder if they get money back or it's
they
like,
must
and then
get
that way,
right?
No one will park here that's not supposed to.
Yeah,
that's what you get out of
they,
it.
But I'm sure they get a percentage.
Maybe they
must
get a percentage.
Get something. Because if I ran a business and I wasn't having like problems of the lot being full and they're like, we'll tow people and
yeah.
take all the money, I'd be like, well, no, because then people are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got other guests here. Well, thank you guys for coming. Sorry I didn't give you the address earlier.
That's
oh, it's
all
okay. Right. We realized it like at 5:40.
Did you have a fun time?
Yes.
It was great.
Great. Do you have any last...
No, well, words? We got our car back. We got back home.
Yep.
It was fine.
We got our
didn't
gun.
Need the gun.
No need for the gun. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ceiling's falling in. Baby's dress is covered in dust. So I don't care what it costs. Baby, dust that old thing off. Yeah, it's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, we're getting lost. Now I ain't taking you home. Found a little place that'll do. It'll never match the beauty of a Tennessee spring, but it's something new. Let them say what they say. Bring a smile, words disappear, and nothing stays clear.
Because you're like, I need to drink drinks. And I was like, okay, that's great. And it turns down a little. And make sure you guys can hear yourselves and feel confident.
I can hear you quite well. I can't hear myself.
Can't hear yourself.
Over the music.
Deep talk. How about now?
Check, 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 check.
I hear you.
Hello. I can hear myself better
okay,
now.
Okay, you can hear better. How are your headphones, you guys?
Good.
Good?
Headphoney.
Great. Is there any song you'd like to come into that for some reason you would know that I have?
I have nothing.
You could play some more math songs.
Math
songs? I've been
song?
Doing one every hour because they're themed number-wise.
Ah,
trying to remember where we left off.
Thought that off the multiplication rock.
Yeah. I was a little wasted and I couldn't remember. I was trying to do the math and I was like, are we going into hour five? So I think we did five. So I think we have to do six.
Okay.
And seven probably. All right, everybody. Coming back with prime time. Ooh, that's a good one. This is going well. Okay, now I hate it. Went downhill real quick. I think also I need to play 7 because I think we're in hour number 7. So okay. I think we got to do number 7. So maybe that'll be better.
Get him out of the way.
Oh, this is the Led Zeppelin ripoff. This is one of the other favorite ones.
Led Zeppelin does math?
No, God, no. When you're doing all right now, you gotta learn to sing this song. Everything will be easy if you learn to sing along. Be a star in the classroom. I get really into these songs until the math part. Then I'm done.
I want to draw with these markers.
Go ahead.
On the table?
Yeah.
It's dry erase.
It's dry erase. 7 times 2 is 14. 7 times 3 is 20. I swear it's dry erase. 7 times 4 is 28.
Good God.
All right. Well, welcome. We're back with new guests.
Hello.
I have Christina.
Hi.
And Matt.
Hello.
You guys both wore your green.
I don't think that was on purpose.
No.
That's okay. I enjoy it regardless.
This is just my warmest coat, and yeah. It's, you know, like 30 degrees at the place we work.
It's chilly in here right now, is it? Or am I just a little drunk?
I'm warm.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah. Wouldn't you be warm if you were drunk?
I don't know.
Being drunk usually makes me warm. All sweaty.
You know what? I'm not whiskey drunk. I'm beer drunk. That's the problem. You brought some booze for us to sample.
I did.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
It was a birthday present from a coworker.
Yeah.
And it's called Amarula.
Okay.
It's cream liqueur.
Great.
It's a product of South Africa.
Oh, even better.
This natural liqueur is produced from the unique fruit of the marula tree and fresh cream.
I see. It's got a nice elephant on the top.
And a cord.
And a cord. Oh, yeah, a little rope.
Pinkies
a tassel.
Out.
This is fancy. Oh, it's got an elephant on the front.
Yeah.
He's like the theme of this liquor.
I guess.
Nothing says Africa to me like elephant.
Like an elephant.
Might need to be shooken up a little. It's been in the fridge for a while.
Okay.
Let's mix it.
I hope it's good. We also have Wheel of Booze dice.
Well, because the friend knows that I'm kind of, you know, I like girly drinks and stuff. And so she was, this is actually a little boozy for me, but.
But it could work. Oh, yeah. It looks creamy. Yep.
Well, I really like White Russians are one of my favorite drinks.
It could be okay, though.
Are you going to have a shot?
No.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's got cream in it.
It's creamy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
God fresh, knows what's in it.
Fresh elephant cream.
Ew.
Oh, God. I bet this does have elephant semen in it or something like that. That would be the most natural way to get cream. Do elephants have milk?
Yes, all mammals have milk.
All right.
You could milk a cat if you wanted to.
I don't think I could, but one. I wouldn't want to.
Okay, are you ready? You want to cheers?
Yeah, cheers.
Clink.
Not too bad.
It's
I can deal with it.
It's just I was really shocked the first time I drank it, like how boozy it is.
It's pretty boozy.
Like for
it burns a little.
For a liqueur, I was kind of like, really? Because... Ooh. You know, you usually make it like a mixed drink with cream that really dilutes it, I feel like.
And yeah, I think so.
This did not.
Still got a little edge. A little sweet for my life. It's almost like a Werther's Original
shot. It
is. Well, welcome. It's been a while since you guys. It's been a while. I wish I had that song right now, but I don't.
It's okay.
How have your lives been?
You know, boring.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Yeah. Matt?
Same.
Similar. Boring. Working. Are you growing facial hair or is it just like
it's growing.
Happening? Yeah.
I mentioned to Christina this morning that I look in the mirror sometimes. I'm like, I'm going to take that off tomorrow. And then sometimes I'm like, hey, that almost looks like an adult thing on my face.
Yeah. I almost have you and I have a similar affliction, I think, of not really it's beard growing is kind of a, you know, just out of reach. And every once in a while, you're like, maybe now. And then you're like, eh, we'll see. It's tough. It's a tough way to live a life. A life of crime. Happy Harry Hearts Helpful. Oh, we have
a mascot, apparently.
Hippo.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, you guys, so it's going to be tough for me to come up with animal genus.
We'll just
genus
have to
catch
up with you.
So you were saying you wanted to catch up drinking-wise.
Yeah.
Did you have an incident that you wanted to talk about?
I just had a bad day yesterday.
Therapeutize?
Sure.
Now, you were not at work yesterday.
No, I was at home.
So it was not work related.
No. I'm gonna pour myself another shot of this.
That's great. I'll have a shot, but I'm gonna just have
That's fine.
Moonshine.
That's fine. I like that bottle. I don't know if you heard me, but I was looking at these little King's bottles you have in here and admiring how freaking adorable they are.
I love them.
You were drinking an adorable beer.
I don't even like how they taste, really, but I always buy them. It's like, do you want any moonshine?
The 8-ounce Coronas. Yeah, I'll try some.
Okay, I'll give you a moon.
So, yeah. So, yesterday's my day off, and I was kind of the organizer of the work cookie exchange, which is happening this upcoming week on Tuesday.
Which is always a delight.
Yes. You gotta eat stuff. It's good.
Yeah. I hate everything Christmas.
Oh.
Is what I'm learning that other people like Christmas today. Because everybody else on here has been like, yeah, we have fun Christmas. And I'm like, all right, well.
We have a tree. Although, actually, I was on the internet somewhere. I don't know. And I saw this Christmas tree that had like a creepy, like empty doll head. Ooh. As the topper, like with the lights showing through the eye holes that were empty. And I was like, if Peter had a Christmas tree, that would be his Christmas tree topper.
That would probably be what I would
do. I was like, I wanted to show it to you, but then I was like, I don't even know where I was or what I was doing. But anyway, so my bad day.
Yeah, okay.
So
had a bad day again.
If you've seen that song, I'll kick you under the table.
Well, that's all of it I know. Okay. So do something, coffee leg.
So my sister was going to come over and just hang out because she's home from college now for the winter break.
Oh, okay.
So, but she wasn't going to get till there to the afternoon, and my car's...
Your younger sister.
Yeah.
Who I became borderline inappropriate Facebook friends with. I really wasn't sure at first.
It's all right.
Now it's fine.
She's going to come over and just hang out, but she wasn't going to be there till later in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, meanwhile, my car's... tire pressure light had come on. Okay. So I just go to the dealership. I'm under warranty and they just do their
thing.
Fill
her up.
Right. So I go out. You don't have to make an appointment. You just go out there and they do it. Well, while I'm there, the guy's like, but there is this thing I have a concern about. I'm like, oh, God fucking damn it.
Okay. Global warming.
Right. Well, whenever you're at the car place for one thing and they're like, but I have this other concern. You're like, ah, shit, this is going to cost a lot of money.
It's going to be big. Yeah.
So he's like showing me like my right front tire and he's like, looks like you might have hit something and there's like kind of
a groove.
There's like a chunk out of my hubcap that's kind of like all messed up.
Oh, he's like a curb check thing.
Yeah. He's like, but there's also this like tumor on your tire.
What?
That could pop at any time. We don't recommend you drive your car over 55 miles an hour because it's weak and it will pop. And he's like, so I recommend you get another tire and that'll be $250 to match
one
the
tire.
Yeah, to get the same tire that the other three are.
Holy Christ.
So there's that. So, you know, that's
a
first
bummer.
Thing off.
Yeah.
$250. I'm like, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah. You're like, this is not
so then,
going
of course,
well.
You know, I'm like, so because I asked him, I was like, well, he's like, don't drive your car at high speeds. And I'm like, what do you mean by high speeds? And he's like, 55 miles an hour. And I'm like, so down 34 here. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself,
I just drove here
and like, then how the fucking shit am I going to get home?
Yeah.
So I made it home okay and stuff. Then, you know, I didn't get started on I was making my recipe for the cookie exchange yesterday.
Okay. Great.
And it failed miserably.
Oh, no.
So
failed baking
it was
is very
my fault kind
sad.
Of mostly because I meant to test out my candy thermometer to make sure it was still working because it looked kind of sketch.
Yeah.
And I didn't until I was actually making the shit and then found out it didn't work. So it was going to be a caramel top shortbread.
Wow. That sounds great. When is this? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
it's in the
you're
trash.
You're not getting them.
We'll see.
Well, it's
oh,
in the
okay.
trash.
You're telling me
so
I'm not. This isn't happening.
I guess if you want to come dig it out of my trash. But I get the caramel going and I have you're supposed to like watch it till it gets like 230 degrees and
caramel's
I have
tricky.
No way of telling because I don't have a thermometer that's working.
So you're just
so
like,
I'm just
when
kind
this
of like,
looks like
well,
caramel.
I was like, yeah, well, I was like, well, it's been on here a while and this meat thermometer says that it's this temperature. I was just, something will work. And so I was like.
Based on my candy factory experience, I would say.
So I pour the caramel over the shortbread and then you're supposed to refrigerate it. So then later that night, I took it out to look at it and the caramel, it was like glass. It was hard as glass.
Oh.
And it was like. there was no way anybody was going to be able to eat it without cutting themselves.
Destroy yourself.
Yeah, it's like an inch and a half thick, too, so it's not even like brittle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Too thick for that.
No.
It's like its own hard candy at this point.
Right. I guess I could have scraped the shortbread off and took a hammer to it, but I was
sure, and just
mad.
Been like, caramel shards is
but,
what I brought.
In the midst of this, I had my phone in my back pocket, and which I don't normally carry it in my back pocket, but I was just doing so many different things, and
yeah, it just
I
was
just
a
stuck
thing.
It in there.
Yeah.
Then I went to the bathroom.
Oh,
and then
no.
My phone.
No, no, no.
Went
in the
in the toilet.
In the toilet.
And I went.
Now, you
I
got
went,
like a brand new awesome phone. Like,
yes.
Just a week
I, like,
ago,
like,
right?
2 weeks ago, we got brand new awesome phones. I was so excited about them because we got a super good deal on them.
Right.
And I dropped it in the toilet.
Oh,
so, like,
my God.
I mean, it wasn't in the toilet like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I immediately was like, taking one for the team.
Yeah. You don't even consider, like, that's a toilet. You're just like, phone.
Right. And so I took it out, like, hucked it on the towel that's on the floor and then started pulling it apart.
Yeah.
And like got it all apart real quick. And it didn't magically shut itself off. Like it was still on after I took it off out of the toilet. So I was like, well, maybe that's a good sign. We'll get it taken up, you know, shut it off and take everything apart and got the, you know, paper towels on it and stuff. So, and it seems to be working now.
Is this it right here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So.
So that's good. I mean, it was a terrible incident, but the phone is now
it was
functioning.
Touch and go there for a while. And
that's great, though.
So the little pink spot on the battery, or the little spot on the battery that shows water damage, is red, but I don't see one on the phone that's changed. So I'm hoping that it's good.
You know
oh
what?
My God. Sorry. I got distracted. I didn't take my shot, and it's already like formed like a skin on top.
Oh, I haven't. Mine's like cloudy because it's a mixture of.
Oh,
milk,
what was
booze,
left?
And so this should be interesting.
Okay, let's go for
cheers.
It.
Cheers. Oof.
Not pleasant.
I mean, we've. Ooh. Wow.
Kind of tickled my nose.
I have regrets.
So,
you know what I don't like?
So that was my bad day.
They developed this technology where when you drop your phone in the water, there's like an indicator.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a pregnancy test commercial where it's like, if there's a blue plus, you cannot have a new phone.
Right.
So they came up with that technology, yet not the technology to water seal the fucking phone.
I was talking about that today. I'm like, they've made waterproof watches like for diving and
forever.
Swimming forever and
I had
ever.
One when I was 10.
They make waterproof cameras. Mm-hmm. Like, why can they not make phones waterproof?
I don't
understand. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of they can't. I think it's a matter of they don't.
I think so, too. I think, honestly, they do make phones to break somewhere within about your contract time. Because otherwise, I would have the same phone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would keep... I would probably have this phone for 10 years.
My last phone was kind of like the lowest end of the smartphone realm.
Yeah.
And I had that thing for 2 years, and
right.
it looks brand new. I mean, there's like one tiny scratch on the screen that you can't even see. I never had a screen protector on it. I never had a case. And it lasted 2 years, and I never did anything. And like 2 weeks after getting my brand new fancier phone, I drop it in the goddamn toilet.
In the toilet.
Fuck.
So you lost a tire, lost a phone.
Yeah.
Had a ruined baking experience, which is a really tragic thing.
And then like it wouldn't be such a big deal if then I didn't work today and tomorrow and Monday, and then the cookie exchange is Tuesday. So I'm like, when else am I going to bake?
When are you going to do this?
So
when's this happening?
I found a pretty easy recipe that I think I can probably do in the night.
In the night.
Like, after I get off at 5 or whatever.
Night baking deserves a quiet night.
That reminds me of a song I was singing at work today.
Was it Night Swimming by R.E.M.?
No.
That's.
I was just making up a song. I was making up a song about a situation where this patron. Can we talk about that on the radio show? Is that kosher? You get in trouble?
I mean, as long as they're not super identifiable, I don't think it's a problem. Also, we're like 6 hours deep, so I can't imagine.
Someone's listening to that far. They're like, this is ridiculous. I'm done. Well, just a patron, and he's looks like he's probably like somewhere between 17 and 25, maybe.
Okay.
And he's obviously a pothead. I mean, just...
Oh, yeah. Real bro.
Right. Yeah. And like, just dumb.
Just out of it.
And he like, what did he just like was walking by the desk or something. And I was getting ready to do something else, and he just started talking to me and was like, yeah, I got a lot of time on my hands. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I learned how to do something, and I've been doing that, and blah, blah, blah. And I just walked away because yeah. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't care. And then I was like in the back, and I was like, please stop talking to me, patron, because I don't care about whatever stupid thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk away now.
Sometimes people tell you these stories, and you're like, why are you telling me how bored you are? I'm also bored. We're all bored.
Well, and he was doing some, I don't, like, there was, like, he was at the computer, and he must have been watching, like, YouTube videos on how to do whatever he was doing. And it was kind of like a yo-yo. It was, like, string, and there was something on the string, but it mm-hmm. wasn't a yo-yo. It was, like, long and thin, and he was, like, flinging it around and whipping it, and I was like, oh, my God.
So this
like,
is not like
do you need some fushigi balls, dude? Because seriously,
what are those devil sticks?
I don't know.
That's and then a weird thing.
He was out. He was out front, like outside of the front doors, but just like just outside of them, doing it outside. And I was just
wow.
Like,
you know,
lame.
That's like when you said he said, "Oh, I learned how to do this on YouTube or whatever." I assumed it was going to be something like I learned finished carpentry or something.
No.
Not like a completely worthless.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, and he does that thing where, like, he walks by and kind of slows down when he's walking by, like, waiting for you to make eye contact. So he's like, I got stuff to chat about. And I'm like, no, will not make eye contact. Don't want to talk to you.
I mean, I think this is, like, a girl thing because that doesn't happen to me ever. Well, people aren't like,
lucky you.
I'm going to try and force a conversation here with this guy.
Ugh.
Maybe he'll talk to me through the rubber bands on his braces about my new hobby.
Well, and I just, you know, already kind of cranky because of my day yesterday, and I just didn't really want to deal with lameness.
That's okay. I mean, we all have jobs, and part of our job is to be nice, but I don't think you have to go so far as to listening to someone's hobbies.
Right, especially if they're dumb.
Yeah. It's like Antiques Roadshow.
Maybe
one
thing
they have to tell how much the stuff is worth, and they can't, like, laugh.
Right.
But they don't have to counsel the people about, like, listen, I am so sorry.
Right.
Do you want to talk about it? That your thing is worthless? Like, they don't have to do that shit.
No. So.
You have to have limits.
You do. You have to have limits.
That's okay.
So, that was my day yesterday. So, I guess it turned around a little bit because the phone's working now. So.
Yeah, the phone looks great. It looks exciting. Is it a fun phone? I mean, I don't know phones.
It is pretty exciting
and
fun. I don't know from phones.
What kind of phone is this?
It's a Galaxy S3.
A Galaxy S3. Is that a Samsung thing?
Yes.
I like that.
You have an iPhone. That's pretty top of the line.
I have an iPhone 4.
Well, still.
That's like two iPhones ago.
Still.
I mean, it's pretty exciting for me. I'm not going to lie. Because before
Is it
that...
mostly just because you have service in your apartment?
Yes. Because I need AT&T. Nothing else seems to work.
That's funny.
So it was kind of like, well, I guess I'll get the iPhone then.
I've got A1 bar in this room.
Yeah, I mean, there's like nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
I tried to load a YouTube video early. See, I have three bars.
Bar. Oh, well.
Four bars, but they're not real bars. That's the thing. That's they're not like actual usable bars.
I don't know. I got one arrow of my 3G blinking.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed, too, is weird. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Like, after 10 p.m., it flies. My phone's great. But like between the hours of probably 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., it's really slow in here. And then it goes real fast at night.
Huh. Maybe because everybody's gone to bed and they're not taking up the
That's broad, all I can think.
The whatever, the woo-woo in the sky.
Yeah. But I'm like, when is everyone else looking at pornography? Are they looking at it at 4 in the afternoon?
Yes.
Apparently? Because whatever. I mean, if that's, well.
The rest of us look at it at work.
Oh, see?
I do not. Born at work.
No, Matt speaks for everyone but me.
Okay.
So sorry, Christina. Well, let me. I'd like to try and cheer you up with booze and maybe a song.
A song. Is this
if you
a
wanted.
Song?
This is my standard cheer up song to help people feel better. It never fails me. How are you? Do you feel better already? Matt looks like he feels worse. It's like I'm looking at a seesaw. And
Matt
as you go up from this song, Matt goes down.
Matt hates joy.
I did want to ask you, Matt, because you seem to be somewhat of a connoisseur of music. And as a man of, you know, approximately my age, I thought you might know this too. So, you know, we grew up in the days of used CD stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have these regrets because I remember distinctly there was this place called CD Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
That used to be near here. And I sold them a CD. I could tell you what it is, or I could play a song and you guys could try and guess.
Let's do the guessing
artist.
One.
Do you want to try and guess the artist?
Yes.
It's going to be tough.
I like guessing games.
Here we go. Now, this did like the standard.
It's going hip hop, then I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Now, it did the 90s thing where they're like, we need to have a skit before every song.
At least it's in the song and not the video.
It's a person that I'm certain you know. However, probably not as a rapper.
No. Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Diesel.
I don't even know who that is.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ah.
This is his rap album. You know you're in trouble when you're like 40 seconds into a song and 30% of the words are made up. They're not even real. A bibbity bish to bam bam. So
I just love. I don't know if anybody else was like Shaq, where. Yeah. I don't know, unless you really follow college basketball, you didn't know who he was until he got drafted into the NBA, and then he was basketball player, rapper, yeah. Movie star.
Kazam. Steel.
Like, right away.
Yeah, he did everything. He really was, like, kind of the ultimate put his toe in every pool. And also, I think, taught us the lesson very distinctly of, like, maybe athletes are not great at, like, everything.
No.
I purchased this album. I don't know why. I think it was because, you know.
I know the single caught my eye a couple times, but I never actually bought it.
Well, because I think there was a mixture.
You made the better choice there.
I think when you're a dumb little kid, you're like, well, I know that guy. So that's something. And also, you don't really. I mean, when I was a kid, I had no musical taste, really.
Right.
No.
Like, I heard the Weird Al version of Nirvana's "Smells Like Teen Spirit" way before the Nirvana version, and thought it was great.
I liked the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
So
you're just kind of somehow you latch on to things. So I had this.
And then you sold it.
I sold it to CD Warehouse, which went under. And every time I went in there, I would look to see if it was still there. And I knew it was mine because it had this, like, crease in one of the corners of the booklet. Every time I went in, it was still there. And I felt so guilty when they closed.
Did you feel like it was your fault that selling them the CD they couldn't sell was the reason that 10%. They went out of business?
Well, I felt it was one of those people like me closed this store because, like, I could not, you know, they must have, but... To be fair to me,
should have just taken it to the Ark.
I was a kid. As adults, they should have been like, "No, we're not buying." I don't know
what their policy ever was.
I
was always up on Hastings' policy that
right
they wouldn't take, you know, the Soul Asylum record because there's a million of them, and the Mariah Carey "Merry Christmas" record.
Oh,
they couldn't touch that one.
Yeah. This is exactly why I wanted to bring this up, because
I just heard a Michael Bublé cover of a Mariah Carey Christmas song.
Was it "All I Want for Christmas"?
Yes,
I love that song.
Really?
No.
Oh,
but I know of it. It's the only Christmas song I know.
Yeah.
Earlier in this podcast, when you guys listen back, Allison does a dynamite Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
song.
Yeah,
she like sings it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
Are you trying to challenge us, or?
I'm just trying to promote the listening to of the earlier part.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why people would listen to this part and not the earlier part, but whatever. Why I wanted to bring this up exactly is because perusing used CDs, you know, there were always like three or four that were ubiquitous.
Yeah. I brought up that Soul Asylum record because me and my buddies had a joke to that. Oh my God, I found that rare Soul Asylum record.
I felt like every place I went had 4,000 copies of REM's Monster.
Yeah.
I saw so many used ones of those that I was like, who kept this?
I have it.
And is it bad? What's on it?
It's an REM record. I don't know what
okay.
you expect.
I don't know why that one REM record was like, fuck
Maybe
this shit.
Because that was the one after the Everybody Hurts record.
Maybe.
Is it come
and
down?
It's still a good record, but
I don't know why so many people must have bought that and not got what they expected. But I don't know what that means. Here's another one. There was a Beck album. It has like a weird robot on the front. Maybe it's Mellow Gold. I don't know. That one was everywhere. And there was a third one that I saw everywhere. Any album by Sponge.
Was like Sponge.
Everywhere. What is Sponge? Oh my God. I had this album of theirs that I sang along to. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great song. I downloaded that one again recently. But that was like their only song.
When I saw that the library owned the Chumbawamba CD, and I was like, Chumbawamba, where have they been?
Chumbawamba
we have the CD.
They just broke up.
Just now?
Yeah, a couple
what
months
the
ago.
Fuck?
They've been a band for like 30 years.
Now, are they like a UK thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they were Crass,
that
a punk band in
a lot
the 80s.
Because I was like, they were here for 10 minutes.
One album.
And gigantic. And then they were gone.
Well, they're anarchists. They're like all anti-corporate anything. So it was a complete anomaly that they ever became a hit.
Now let's play a little challenging game. What was the album? I think it may have been called Vertical Horizon. It had a lady on the front who was upside down doing the splits, like in the desert. That one was fucking everywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No, I don't. Okay. Picturing that one.
That's another one I saw goddamn everywhere.
I'm
100
terrible
copies.
At remembering song names or album names or anything like that. So.
Oh, me too. Like, I know these songs, and then, you know, I'm like,
other
who does
coworker
that song?
Was like trying to get me to, she's like, do the song pop game. I'm like, yeah, no. I would lose all the time.
Just push a button as fast as you can.
Yeah, no.
That has
no appeal to me if there's no chance of winning ever.
See, the problem with song pop for me, because I have no phone reception, is that I'll play it, and then I can only play it after 10 p.m. So I play it when I should be sleeping. You know what I mean? I can't come home and play it for lunch because it takes too long to load. But if
That's
it's
terrible.
After 10,
is
I'm
that
like,
just a problem you have like in your apartment?
Yeah.
Nowhere else?
Well, other places. But I mean, this apartment is terrible.
Yeah.
I do okay. Like,
it's kind of like you're in a like nuclear fallout shelter in here. You have like no contact with the outside world.
It's bizarre. I'm always surprised when I've heard of something someone else hasn't heard of.
Right.
You know, when I'm like, there's a Hobbit movie and someone says, what? I'm like, how have I heard of this? And you've not. This is fucked up.
You live
a
under
bad
a rock.
Person.
That's funny.
I hate it. Do you remember any other albums that you came across? Either of you, really?
I didn't do a lot of
same age.
You're
not
shopping.
A used CD-er?
No.
Oh, it's always those big radio hits that
yeah.
once they fade away, their CDs just pile up in the CD store.
Yeah. One
what was
hit
that
wonders
album?
And stuff.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Spin
Doctors. Spin
Doctors.
That was a big one too.
No, know what I don't understand?
Hmm.
The furor over MP3s when they got big and the Napster and stuff.
Right.
I always like. Well, what about used CD stores?
I know no one.
Used record
a shit
stores
about that.
Have lasted for 40 years.
Yeah.
And you're getting all up and about this, but that's selling the music to somebody else, and you're not getting the royalties off that resold CD.
Right. They're not missing out on any other money. I mean, it was just they were pissed because they weren't paying money to someone.
I guess the internet is infinite in size, and
yeah.
maybe one album translates into a dozen
yeah.
freebies instead of just two in its lifetime, but I don't know.
Everyone flipped about that, but I mean, I don't know. I still buy albums that I'm into.
Yeah.
I try to. They're too expensive. I don't have
they
that
are expensive.
Income yeah. to give away.
They should be cheap. They should be $5. Right?
Well,
I think the $10 MP3 is fair for an album on like Amazon.
I'm down with that. $10.
I usually
that's
either
so
have
reasonable.
To like love the band, even so like even if I haven't heard anything from the new album, I'll probably buy it if like,
yeah.
I love the
or
band.
Just like whatever.
But that's like two artists for me. And like if I hear a song on the radio or something, I don't listen to the radio, but if I hear a song somewhere else that I love, I'll check the CD out from the library and decide if I love the album, then I go buy it.
Yeah.
But if I only love the one song, I'm not going to spend my money for that one song for the whole album.
Yeah. Oh, me too. That's me too. I totally agree.
Same with books. Like, I only buy the books that, like, I
love. I don't
buy
books anymore. Look at all. How many books would you say are behind me right now?
2,000.
I've read almost none of those
Right.
books.
Well, see, you just buy books that you'd never heard of, and you're just like, maybe I'll read this, but I only read books. Everything buy books that I read.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. You were right on
Vertical Horizon.
You were right on both your guesses, the Beck album and the Vertical Horizon.
Are you able to play any? What's the hit from that Vertical Horizon? Are you able to find out? Because I want to know what somebody bought that for some song that then turned out to be shit. And I want to know what
this
was.
Is another one of those bands. I'm looking at their discography. I'm like, really? So they literally had one hit.
What was it?
I can't remember.
I mean, I don't even know what that is, Vertical Horizon. All I know is it had a lady doing the Chun-Li Street Fighter move on the front. And I was like, ooh, you can see all
Everything
of
You
thighs.
Want seems to be the hit single title track.
Are you
track.
Able to load that up on there?
No.
Everything
I don't
you
have
want?
A music software on here.
It comes with a music software.
Let me see if I can get it.
But you have to buy the songs.
Oh my God, my battery is so low. 20% of battery.
Can you plug your phone in this room?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
What's it called? Vertical Horizon. I just typed in Serial Horizon.
I was trying to. When she was having her phone crisis, I was on a bike ride, and I was trying to text with her sister with my left hand because that was the one that I had a finger coming through my undergloves. To touch the screen, and I kept doing that. I couldn't spell anything right.
I always type these things, and Google is always, you know, you're in trouble when you type something, and Google is like, "Did you mean this?" And you're like, "No,
not at all.
I was not even close." But you know what, Google, it's not your fault. Everything you want—that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Vertical Horizon. Everything. You want. I just want to. I feel like I'll probably know the song.
Right.
But I don't know what it's going to be.
So do you remember don't have internet access on that computer? Don't Spotify it up?
Oh, God, I wish. I've been thinking about getting the internet, you guys.
Yeah.
It's a big decision.
You've been thinking about that for like a long time.
I know. But now I'm thinking about doing it.
You should.
Instead of thinking about it.
The internet is a wonderful place where you can waste so many hours.
I love the internet. I got a terrible computer virus like a couple days ago, though.
On this one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I got rid of it.
That's good.
I fought it.
Maybe it's because you had a terrible virus. You gave it to your computer.
You know, it was so funny. I was really sick, and then the computer got sick, and I was like, everything is dust. You know what I mean? Life is ruined.
The world is not the place that I thought it was.
Oh, man. I called Allison. We talked when I was sick, and it was probably... She probably is worried about my mental health, because I was just like, nothing is good. Everything is sadness. I was sick and thinking about my grandma, and I was like, maybe this is what she feels like all the time. This is why she tried to eat a bunch of pills. And I probably would do the same thing. So she was probably like... Oh, my God.
Oh.
He might die. I might be... What's the girlfriend version of a widow? A giddo?
I don't think we got
to coin that term, so that's a start. Yeah.
There you go, a giddo. I mean, she was probably thinking that that's what was happening to her.
He's going
to
murder himself with cold medicine.
Yeah, I mean, if I could have, if I was like... Could take a dose that they're like, there's a 50% chance you'll just sleep until you're better... And 50% chance you'll die, I'd be like, I'm in.
But you'll sleep until you die, so hey.
Yes, either way, it'll be very peaceful.
But the important thing is, we'll know.
But the thing is, we'll know.
Oh, here we go. I don't know.
Maybe.
This is going to be tough for me. Oh, okay. Sorry, guys, I'm a little loaded.
You don't seem loaded, so... That's good.
That is good.
You've been drinking since 11 o'clock this morning?
No, but I mean, for a while, I've had some kings, some little kings.
Yeah.
But those are little.
They're little kings.
But they're little.
That's how I decided to moderate.
Oh, they're not little. They're little. Oh, yeah.
Do you know this song already?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one of those great.
I don't either.
Wuss rock songs of the 90s.
Oh! I do know this song! Ha! Sorry if that was really loud, guys.
It's okay.
I got real excited. I can sing it for you. Wait, you want to pause it?
Yeah.
He's everything you want. He's everything you need.
Wasn't
He's
that parodied in a movie we watched
inside
recently?
Of you that you wish you could be.
I do know that song. Oh, we're frozen now because
you
says all the right things, exactly the right time. He means nothing to you and you don't know why.
I do know that song. You're totally
You're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome, listening public.
Man, that's great. I had no idea.
I'm real curious to know if my wine is cold yet. I want to taste it.
Do you want to go check?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go check.
My ears are sweaty too.
Yeah, it happens. Believe me. Yeah, so I was just thinking the other day about these. There are these CDs that you just saw. You know what? And the other thing is at CD Warehouse, I sold them Shaq Diesel. I don't know. They seem. Do they work on a credit system or they had like a punch card or something?
I don't remember. I don't remember cash in most situations, but I don't know. I might have accepted credit because I knew I'd spend it.
Yeah.
Do you have a wine cork?
Yes. If you look in the cabinet that's above the stove, okay. Open the left side, and okay. I bet there's a wine opener.
Okay.
And if you don't find it, let me know.
Okay.
So, they always had a copy at CD Warehouse of Beavis and Butthead Do America, the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And I always was like, maybe. This might be my thing.
There, there were legitimate songs on that record, though. It was like real bands did the soundtrack, though.
Yeah, I mean, because there's like AC/DC on there, as I recall. And so I always thought, every time I went in there, I was like, maybe. But then the used record store thing was so stupid, too, because they would give you almost no money.
Right.
But you're like, well, this is Shaq Diesel, so I'm fine with that.
My dad always got mad at us. He's like, we'd sell our CDs all the time. He's like, yes. You think you're making money on those. You're losing money. I know. Losing money, but I'm getting some money back on something I'm not going to use anymore.
That was the one parent's thing. My mom was 100% right, because we would sell our old Sega games, and she'd be like, don't you think you might want to play those later? I mean, why do you want to sell those to get an inferior? And I was like, Mom, you don't understand. Parents just don't understand.
There's a great part in one of my favorite movies where the guy's like trying to get some extra money and he goes to sell some used CDs and he's going to go sell the Joshua Tree, and because it's people think the Joshua Tree is just this great record, and
right.
They're like, you don't sell Joshua Tree. He's like, yeah, you do. You sell the ones you want back. You know you're going to buy them back later. I'm going to keep Pocket Full of Kryptonite because I'm going to want to listen to Two Princes someday, and then I'm going to have it ready for when I want to listen to it. Yeah. But I'm not going to buy it back just to listen to that one song.
Right.
I don't believe that you've read the description of this Jepson's Malort on air before.
Yes, he has.
Oh. Do you want to, why don't you read it for us?
Jepson Malort has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical.
Kinda true.
Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers.
Hell yeah.
Is that like a Edward Forty Hands kind of thing? I don't understand what that means.
I feel like that's an old-timey, like, you know, two-fisted man of action. Actually, no, I like...
He read it when Ian was last on.
Okay, so that's been a while.
He was home from Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, yeah.
Oh, that's not been that long.
That's like a couple weeks ago.
Just kidding.
I don't remember him reading the description of it.
Yeah.
So. That stuff is like made by this tiny... They.
I'm the helpful snowman fact checker.
I was going to ask you, because I asked him, he was on the phone earlier, and we were talking about podcasting in general, and he was talking about how he didn't like some podcasts because what they do is they archive their old stuff and you have to pay for it, like Marin.
Right.
And he was saying, well, that sucks, because sometimes you're like, this is a great episode, you know, but you want to refer someone to it, but they're not going to pay for it.
Right. Like This American Life.
Yeah, exactly. Like
or
This
there
American
was a,
Life.
There was a time where I was going to keep saving those, especially ones I thought Christina might be interested in, but then I'm like, eh. She's never going to get to it. But
you should I have a bunch archived. I put them on a external hard drive, because what This American Life does, which I understand, because it sounds like they have a bandwidth problem where so many people download it that it's costing the show is costing them money.
Right.
So what they do is like they have 1 week where you can download the previous week's show, and then after that you pay like a buck.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, with this show, you know, obviously I haven't done that because right. I'm not capable, nor do I think anyone would be like, show number 10. But I asked him, and he didn't really know, but I was like, you're kind of the most listened, you've listened to this probably more than anyone, I think. And I wanted to ask you, is there a show that you remember in particular? Like, if you had to tell someone, listen to this show, it's okay if the answer is no.
I tried to think of one because I got pretty active on the podcast, our podcasts on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of one to spread some listens around, but I can't think of just one.
Yeah, that really tickled.
Banana Bag?
I'm like, I could go back through your show and see what I commented on it and how much I liked it, but you just deleted all the, you just reformatted your website and all those comments are gone. Everything.
You know what? I had to get, because I had that horrible virus was in my website, so I had to delete a bunch of stuff. It was horrible. And I am very full of regret. Yeah. But there's nothing I could... It made me upset.
You were just mentioning to me the other night.
That was just one thing I wish had stayed a sound bite or a I can't think of the word. Just the thing you say over and over through the life of the show. Like maybe episode 3 or something. Alec and Sarah were on. Talking about the guy shopping at Target and banana bag, and she would use banana bag to try to change the subject when you're getting too weird.
Banana got the weird bag,
pornographic talk or whatever. That's okay,
but it didn't stick. So,
yeah, it hasn't come back. Well, the problem is if no one's here to bust out the banana bag talk, it's really impossible to maintain. What are you drinking in this coffee mug?
My wine.
Oh, your wine. How is it?
I couldn't find the wine glasses, and it's fine.
It's fine.
It's very sweet.
Is it?
It's dessert wine. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what
you
like.
Do you want to sip?
No. God, no.
I know how much you love wine.
I do not drink wine. Wine is my enemy.
I could put some in a shot glass for you.
Well, I would drink a shot of wine, yes. I'm always up for a shot of wine.
How is that different from a sip?
Because it's like, I can be like, whew, okay. Here we go, getting pumped, you know, and then drink the shot, and then it's over forever.
Yeah, it's not quite cold enough yet, but it's pretty close.
It's getting there.
Yeah,
it'll do for now. I can get you a wine glass. Would you prefer a wine glass?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I can drink my wine out of a mug. It does not bother me one bit.
That's great. I have wine glasses.
I'm not one of them snobby wine people.
But how do you check the tannins and the legs and stuff?
Yeah.
This is a dessert wine. It doesn't have tannins.
And also,
and that just proved me to be a little more snobby than I thought.
What are tannins, right, guys?
Something to do with red wines, mostly, I think.
I have no idea.
Biff tannins.
Biff tannins.
They ruined the wine.
He hates manure.
Yeah. He gets covered in manure an awful lot for a guy who hates manure. I mean, I've never been covered in manure, and he got covered in manure 8 times.
That's probably why he hates it.
Maybe, because he knows he's fated to be manured.
Yeah. We actually watched a comedy special with him.
Biff Tannen? Is he funny?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got a podcast
really
on
funny.
The Nerdist Network, too.
What's his name?
He's got this great song. He's got a song
signal.
Of like...
Can't you make that thing a Wi-Fi hotspot?
I can. I only have 10% of battery remaining. I'm trying to load a Stained song for some reason. I don't remember doing
because
that.
Because that's a CD store staple.
Yeah, I think I was going to play that as our outro.
Okay.
When that came around.
Yeah, it's telling me I'm roaming. It's like, you do not have a goddamn signal.
You're in a foreign country right now.
I'm roaming in like King Supers, so, and at work frequently.
So I have
when I have my Wi-Fi turned on at work.
I have a game that I wanted to play of sorts.
Ooh, I like
games. For this podcast. And it's great because it's a game that can be played by any number of people. So I'm going to set this up for you.
Is it called Nugranuts?
Nugranuts?
Uh-huh.
It isn't. Nah, it doesn't have an official name.
It's a game I found on our work's new toy, the Surface.
Oh, is it fun?
That's kind of, mindless.
Is it like an Angry Birds thing?
The little squirrel, like nuts are falling down and you got to like crack them and eat them for points.
And you're a squirrel with weird eyes. Oh, Val is maybe coming.
Oh, okay.
Phoning into the podcast.
She's thinking 9:30. Thanks, Val, for interrupting everything. Jesus Christ.
9:30.
You much, fucking
bitch. Are you
bitch.
Going 12 hours? How far are you going?
We're shooting for 11 okay. as being the ender, maybe 12. I started at 12:45. So we're doing pretty good. We've been 7 hours, guys.
That's a pretty long time.
Oh, hang on.
Are you getting like stir crazy at all?
I don't know. Do I seem crazy?
No.
It's hard for me to judge.
Pretty normal to me.
We've been 7 hours so far. I have a soundboard, and that's the only sound on it. So,
so yeah, I downloaded one last night, too.
You have a soundboard?
App.
An app.
That's great. Can I plug you into it?
If you want, yeah.
I would like that very much. You can just plug that in. Let me know when it's in, and then I will, okay.
I got really distracted by this.
Anytime you want a sound effect, Sus. Is that a sonar? Drop? Ooh, that's a better applause. I like that better. Whoa! Hold on. Let me say something scandalous. And that's right when we decided to have some sex. Whoa! Hmm. This is a far superior soundboard to my one that just has an applause sound.
Pocket Comedy FX. Is that I like what it's this. Called?
Yes. We've got some Jeopardy noises, some Price is Right noises, some
That's
character
awesome.
Noises.
I like that.
Did I do that?
Oh, man. Can I tell you, my grandma hated that Urkel more than anything on the planet.
She's racist.
A little. But like, also, she's just like, I liked that Family Matters show until that stupid Urkel showed. She was like the one person watching it who was squirrel. Like, squirrel? I don't know what that is.
You haven't seen Up?
Up. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. The dog.
I've seen the first part where the wife has like a miscarriage or something, and then I was like, this is going to be too much for me.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I'm not watching
but
that.
Uplifting.
Well, I didn't...
The dog character's like ADD, and he'll be like talking, and then he'll be like, squirrel!
I made the wise decision to only watch the sad part, and then be like, fuck it, I'm too sad.
Doom Song.
Doom Song, like the game?
No, Gurr from Invader Zim, for some random reason, he's on here.
All right.
Here we are, children. Come and get your lollipops.
Oh, you picked a long one, good.
I love that. What was that?
I don't know.
What the hell? Okay.
I was pushing buttons.
Are you guys ready for a game?
Yes.
So here's the game. This is kind of...
Is it Hangman?
Involves some explaining. I heard an interview, an old radio interview from the 90s, of Margaret Cho, who we all know as the Korean comedian lady, yeah?
Yeah. Yes. However, she's got a really big peacock tattoo.
We don't all remember that she played like a fifth banana in the motion picture Face Off. Now,
what's a fifth banana?
She's like a very minor part.
Oh, okay.
She was like an FBI agent who was like not the second most important, but like the third most important FBI agent who was bossed around by John Travolta.
I saw that movie one time. I don't remember anything
that's
about it.
Perfect for this game. So I heard an interview with her on the radio from like the mid 90s. Now, this would be right when Face Off had finished filming. But it was not really in the general public yet because the internet wasn't huge, you know? So, what she was in the interview, and the interviewer said something like, so what are you working on right now? And she's like, I just finished this movie. It's called Face Off with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. And the interviewer then said something along the lines of, Face Off? So, what is that about? Give me the beats. Of Face Off. When I heard this, I was extremely excited because I was like, I didn't think I would ever be in a situation where I would get to hear Face Off explained to a world that has not experienced Face Off on any level. So here's the game. I would like to play the interviewer.
Okay.
And one or both of you, or we could go one at a time. I would like you to be Margaret Cho. And I say, Face Off. That sounds interesting. Tell me about what happens in Face Off. Does and then it, you explain to me, does, Face Off.
Does it matter that I've never seen that?
Not really, it okay. turns out.
Okay, I could just make whatever up.
So who
I
wants
want?
To go first? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Who's first? Who's on first?
That doesn't matter to me.
I mean,
I'll go just okay. to make a decision.
So, whoa. Margaret, you're in this movie Face Off, Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. What is Face Off?
It's an action adventure movie.
Great.
With John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
And they need to exchange faces for some reason.
Exchange faces. So they have each other's faces.
Yes. And on their one own. Point in the movie, Nicolas Cage just screams, "I want to take his face off," over and over.
So, I mean, why?
It has something to do with hockey, I think.
Okay.
They had to switch faces so that they wouldn't get in trouble for playing for the wrong team in hockey because of the face-off.
Oh, because one's like Canadian.
Yeah.
So they exchange faces for the sake of hockey.
Because otherwise, both teams would have got penalized because both of them were disqualified for the other team, but then they switched faces and it was fine.
Oh, okay. And this is like a real thing.
Yes.
Wow. This sounds great. I just wanted to say this sounds like a good idea. I don't know why no one came up with this idea before now, but here we are. So Face Off, this is coming out soon-ish?
Yes, in the summer.
Good. I will look forward to seeing this hockey movie where
in the summer.
In the summer. That's what I always think of hockey. Where people trade faces in order to play on appropriate hockey teams.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was
I think we just wrote a better movie.
Unfortunately, that side of the game happens where it's like everyone who explains it, I'm like, well, it sounds better than it really was. It was actually a lot worse than a hockey movie. If it had been a hockey movie, that would have been probably better.
Fascinating. 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 Fascinating.
This is a long one.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Is this all Spock?
Please, Spock, do me a favor.
Oh.
And don't say it's fascinating. No. But it is interesting.
I love soundboards. I think they're so fun.
This one has three more pages I didn't even find last
Jesus
night.
Jesus Christ.
Mario ones.
Oh, okay. Hit me.
You want death? Yeah.
All too familiar. Pipe?
Tube.
Oh, okay. Is that a Mario one? Uh-huh. I don't know what that is.
Yoshi jump.
Okay, if you say so. That's a coin. Mushroom? That's a jump.
This is supposed to be an accent to the show, not the whole show.
I know, but I'm already a little buzzed from my two shots and my wine, so
yeah,
having too much fun.
I'm starting to get pretty loaded. So it's 8:07, but here's the thing. I don't have anyone else come until 9. You guys are welcome to stay a while if you'd like, or peace out if you wanted to. It's up to you.
You're the MC.
I don't give a shit.
Do you like us? Are we interesting enough?
I give you guys a 6.
Out of 5?
5. No, I'd love to have you stay if you want to stay. I don't, you know, but I don't want to pressure anyone to have a tough life here.
Have a tough life?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real tough staying up till 9 o'clock at night. Oh my gosh.
It's hard for me. Not gonna lie.
You're like an old man.
I've been so sick.
Oh, that's you probably still recovering.
I've never been this sick in my life.
Need a lot of sleep.
Right now I'm drunk, so it's fine.
You should take like an hour nap and then get back on.
Yeah, I should. I bet I'd be at the top of my game.
No, you'd probably be pissed off that someone was waking you up. You'd be like, what the fuck? I'm sleeping.
Like, guys, what are you here for? A radio show? I don't even know what that means. I don't do radio. Okay. I wanted to ask you guys about something.
Okay.
Before my phone runs out of juice.
Okay.
Have either of you seen
Seriously,
the television
show?
Can you
not just plug it in?
I could. I don't have the cord right here. We can take a break at some point if you want to.
I might need more wine, so.
Okay. Matt, are you good or break or?
We can break.
Take like a 2-minute break. Sure. Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's get some math song here. This is a little song I like to call Primetime because that's what it's called. Oh, not even called. Plugged in. Oh, you're plugged in. Do you have a song on there you want to play?
I don't have any music on here.
Ah, shit.
I have a Christmas song.
All right. Hit us.
See if I can figure out how to play. Oh,
yeah. I'd love to hear a holiday tune. Is it the Mariah Carey one?
No.
Well, I'm a little less excited.
I have other songs on here. Shit.
I mean, whatever you want. We're ready. We're ready to hear a nice...
Why is it making me sign in? Where did all my songs go? Oh, never mind. Here we go.
Panic.
New phones. In
temporarily.
We can listen. I'm not going to play a Christmas song. Is that okay?
That's fine. You play whatever you want. We're cool. We're just taking a little break. Oh, I thought that was the song, but that was a searching noise. Great. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.